Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Coming live today for you to again say hello, answer some questions, burning questions about dating today. Oh, cool. Lynn, you signed up. That's amazing. Awesome. Thank you and welcome. So today I want to address some questions that I got. So in my stories, you'll see we posted a few times and it's going to be an everyday thing. What is your biggest challenge with dating? So today I have three questions and we'll see if I have more time. I'll stay with you live. Hi, everyone. I think I'm seeing Mary here and Masha, who are all working together with us in the Claim Group Coaching Program. Welcome. So, all right, let's get into it. So Jenna asks, and if in the meantime, those of you who are live have more questions, just let me know and I'll address those as well. I love it. A roommate and I signed up and have a bottle of wine ready. That's the attitude. I want you all to bring drinks because dating and men are such a fun subject. So yeah, looking forward to that. Okay, so the question from Jenna is, when should you ask if they, meaning men, are looking for something serious, commitment, or not at all? That is a really interesting question. So I'll just tell you the whole philosophy. I mean, the ideal scenario and what I would recommend is that you should not ask them if they're looking for anything serious or commitment, because that's not what dating is about. Dating is not, well, okay, well, normally, I mean, obviously we all know that. Why do we date? Well, you could look at it two ways, right? There's some women who really approach, or some people, I suppose, who really approach dating as a job interview, you know, in essence. I mean, everybody knows that, like, obviously, to get into a relationship you or marriage or whatever, you first need to date. You first need to get to know each other, right? Unfortunately, a lot of women do it wrong, where they approach it as a job interview. And, you know, there's this whole checklist about what am I looking in a man, and they're bringing that checklist to the date and what are you looking for? Or in fact, the biggest mistake is to talk about what are you looking for, commitment, serious, on a dating app. Like, you haven't even met the guy and you already are talking about future plans and everything. I mean, look, you can, but I just feel like that conversation is so serious and it brings a lot of dryness into the dynamic, right? Because, you know, men are going to commit, and you're going to attract emotionally available men. First of all, when you're emotionally available, that's what we're going to talk about on the webinar as well, because that is actually the root cause. If your pattern with men is attracting emotionally unavailable men who are not ready for commitment, then we need to look at why and what's at the bottom of this for you. Or if you're attracting feminine men who do not lead, who do not pursue you, that's also a root cause. So that's not a symptom necessarily. You know, your dating funnel is not going to fix that. But anyways, we're going to talk about all of that on the webinar Monday. If you haven't signed up, go sign up now. So, you know, when should you ask if they're looking for something serious? Probably never. Because you will know. If you know how to play the dating game right, and if your life is full and, you know who you are as a woman, you know, that's what we worked when we work with clients, with women in the Claim Group Coaching Program. That's what we really focus on. It's not about men. It's about you. If you are full of life and if you know how to relax and surrender and let go and approach dating as something really fun that you're excited about, you approach dating from a place of curiosity and empathy, and you just show up, not with a checklist, not with a job title or whatever. You just show up as you, fully being yourself and having a full life. And obviously your belief system about men is very healthy, which is not the case for a majority of women for many different reasons. And that's why, you know, women join our program so we can reframe your belief system about men. A lot of women live in a world where they think that they really believe deep down inside that men are a bunch of assholes, men can't be trusted. And all of this, you know, is subconscious, obviously. So if you live in a reality like that, men will betray you, that they will disappoint again and again, that's what you're going to be seeing around you, right? So again, I mean, I'm kind of going in circles here, but ideally you'd never bring up a commitment conversation because he will bring it up. And you know why he will bring it up if you do this right? Because he will be with you and he will be just so mesmerized by your energy, by your presence. And he's going to make sure that he does pursue you, does court you, especially if you're doing the dating funnel like I teach. And that's what we're going to talk about on Monday. Britt, I think this is going to be saved on my IG stories after this, so you can rewatch it. We're going to also talk about all of that on Monday live on the webinar. If you haven't signed up, go sign up. So the ideal scenario is that, you know, you're dating and then your top contenders are going to compete for you and they're going to want to court and pursue you. And they're going to be like, she's the most amazing woman I met. I therefore need to act very quickly because she might be off the market very, very soon. Right. So men are very used to competition. Men compete all the time, whether it is for women, whether it is in sports, whether it is for resources. So, you know, when you know who you are and you're a woman of value and you love your own company and you know that you are a gift to the men that you're dating, they are the ones who will bring up the serious conversation and whether you're available for commitment or not. I always teach women, you know, if you're not claimed, and by claimed, we mean a man brings up the conversation of exclusivity with you, then you're single. If that hasn't been brought up, you're not in a relationship. The biggest mistake that women make is that they date a guy for 2 months, they sleep with him for 2 months, they're dating only one guy for 2 months, and then they think they're in a relationship, which is not the case. And then they get really, really disappointed if they find out that he's dating other women. The reality is that you're not in a relationship. And so you need to know that and you need to date, continue dating. So that's how I would answer that question. Ideally, you should not ask if they're looking for something serious because you will know. You will know they're looking for something serious because they will continue to pursue you, continue to ask you out. And then eventually they will bring up that conversation with you. Or you will know by the way they interact with you, ask you questions. What do you want? You know, what is your future? But in the beginning, you know, in the first few dates, there's no serious conversation. Like, have fun. That's the whole point. Dating is supposed to... Women have so much trouble and so much burnout with dating because they approach it as literally a job interview, right? Like, I need to find a job equals to I need to find a husband. And then on every date that they show up, they're like, are you my next husband? Have you healed your childhood trauma? What are you looking for? And the guy sitting there, he doesn't even know you. And he's already put on the spot to answer these very, very serious questions. And that's not fun. You know, like men will get in a relationship with you, will propose if they feel free with you. You know, the masculine journey is all about freedom. His highest value is all about freedom. If he feels free with you, then he will cherish you forever. You know, my husband always gives me compliments that he does feel free with me, although we do have a family and a baby on the way. You know, obviously, like, he can't walk out now. That would be a disaster. But I mean, I'm not keeping him, you know, like, if he's unhappy or he doesn't choose to be with me, then I don't want that relationship. I don't want that marriage. You know, I want us both choosing to be with each other every day because we love each other, because we cherish each other's company. And I know when he walks around with me or when we go outside, he's really proud, and he's really proud that I'm his woman. And that's what you want, and you want to establish that from the beginning. All right, let's talk about two more questions from, I think, Megan. And by the way, Megan, if you ask these questions and you're live, let me know. So you, I think she sent me a personal message that says, I have a few questions that might qualify for the lives, for the IGTV lives this week, but are too long to send on via the question stories. Okay. Megan, if you're here listening, maybe there's a chance, then let me know and we'll get going live. If you, everybody else, if you have any questions about dating, your biggest challenge in dating, let me know. Here you can comment and then I'll answer. Okay. So here's what Megan says. On dating apps, okay, this is a question about dating apps. Is it worthwhile to interact with men who seem perfectly fine, safe slash nice, but your gut says you want the vibe click with him? For example, hobbies, politics, and so on seem incongruent with yours. Essentially asking if that's a waste of time slash disrespectful to self and the guy, or worthwhile to practice skills. Really good question. So Megan's question is really about, is it worthwhile to interact with guys who seem perfectly fine, but your gut says you want vibe or click with? Whether because his hobbies are different or his political views are different, is this going to be a waste of time? Look, it's very hard to tell. Normally, my philosophy about this, and that's what we always work and you know, remind women who we work with in our claim program, is that give men chances. You know, women do not give men enough chances to go out there and explore and be fun with it all, right? So your whole dating funnel is all about creating as much opportunity as possible to put yourself into the best position to date and to practice. So in essence, Megan, what I'm saying is that, yes, practice those skills. I mean, okay, there's some, I don't like the word red flags. I don't like using the words that everybody else is using. So maybe we shouldn't use red flags, but there are some non-negotiables for you, right? And besides, like, okay, we've had a few discussions, I remember, in our group with the women that we're working with about political affiliations, right? And that's a really challenging conversation to have. If you're very, very, you know, far left or far right or whatever, then probably dating someone who's complete opposite is not a good idea, right? But however, if you're kind of like, you know, either in the middle or a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, you know, like you can play with that. So I feel like people are so rigid about these things. You know, if you ask, if you really ask, you know, a lot of couples and you really study relationships. In fact, what's really, really important for sustainability and long-term relationship is when people actually have different interests, where they're different, more different than they're alike, especially when we talk about polarity, right? So like if all of your hobbies with your men are the same, and all of your views on everything is the same, that's pretty boring, you know? So I think that you definitely have to be aligned with values in life, right? So like, so first of all, decide on your non-negotiables, right? Like for example, your subjects, I mean, your non-negotiable can be politics, especially if you live in the US, that's crazy, right? So politics, we know that the three subjects are politics, religion, gosh, and there's something else that I forgot, that are non-negotiable, right? For example, for you. But you might be someone who's completely open to it and completely open to, you know, an intellectual debate, a discussion. So my advice is not to be this rigid. Besides, we always say, go on a date, go on at least three dates with a man who you're not sure about. If for example, if you're texting with a guy on an app you haven't met, and it's a very clear no, but for you, Megan, the way you ask this question, it's very clear to me that this is a maybe. If it's a maybe, go out and see him. Go out and first of all, give him a chance, practice your dating skills, practice leaning back in terms of how we teach, in terms of polarity, and let him court and pursue you, right? And stay open, right? Okay, well, hobbies don't match, all right? Sometimes couples get together and their political views don't match, but they're open to it, right? Like, I don't agree with everything my husband believes in, you know, but that doesn't stop us from having an amazing relationship. We're aligned in terms of our values for life and what we want, and he makes me laugh, and like, that's it, you know? So That's what I'd say. Give them chances and get off the app as soon as possible. Because through an app, there's so much that can be read between the lines. You need to meet in person. You need, and the guys who know how to do this right, they will get you off the app as soon as possible and they will set up a date with you. So give them chances. And unless, you know, you go on a date, like even after a first or second date, if you're not sure, continue being open until you're clear that this is a no. And then when you are clear that this is a no, because of one reason or another, you're not attracted to the guy or whatever, then just communicate that to him and then move on.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. Like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Lie of Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you are attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
The polarity principle is always the same. And what we talk about with women that we work with in the CLAIM program is that the same principles that we apply to dating, obviously besides the dating funnel, in terms of polarity, in terms of staying in your body, staying in your feminine, letting your man lead, they play after exclusivity is established. And that is the right way to go. Well, at least in my opinion, the right way to go. Because that leads to, if you do this right from the beginning, that leads to your man having the exclusivity conversation with you, and then also your man proposing to you, taking care of you, so on and so forth, in establishing family where polarity is really at play. So just message us and we'll see what we got for you. Another question from Lau. If you realize he's not the one after a few dates, how do you let him know you're not in it without hurting his feelings? I always focus on the feelings, Lau. So actually, I've written an article about setting boundaries, although this is not about setting boundaries, but just be honest and say, like, we always teach this shit sandwich in setting boundaries. I've written an article about, if you Google boundaries with men anaerobic, you'll find an article on this, and I have a podcast interview where we teach this shit sandwich of communicating with men. The shit sandwich goes like this. And do not, women always worry about hurting men's feelings and blah, blah, blah. Know that men are so used to rejection, especially rejection from women. So I know you want to be nice, but please keep in mind that, you know, men have tough skin. And so the best way to communicate is through that shit sandwich where you say, "Hi, Brian, I really enjoyed the dates with you. And I think you're a great guy." And then you do the shit part, which is communicate on feelings and just say, however, you know, after a few dates, I realized that we might not be a great match. I'm choosing to move forward. I wish you all the best. As I said, you're a great guy. I really enjoyed my time with you. Thank you so much for your time. That's it, right? So start with positive, give the shit, communicate the shit part. Focus on feelings. We always say focus on whatever he's doing or saying or whatever makes you feel. In this conversation, just say, it doesn't feel right. You know, it's not for me, I realized. And so you move on. And again, you thank him for your time and then you move forward. That's it. Okay, next question from Megan as well. After seeing a guy for a while, if you determine he isn't your man, but he's nice and actively competing with other guys for your time, do you respectively let him go or you keep him in the funnel to keep you unattached to others and practicing dating skills? Maybe this is a personal choice. Thank you. So Megan is someone who's been following me for a while, it seems like, because she knows the dating funnel. Megan is someone who has been practicing her funnel that we're going to talk about, which basically means you need to be dating more than one man at a time, ideally three or more. Well, sometimes more can become very overwhelming, but, you know, three men at a time you need to be dating. So she's saying that, you know, if after seeing a guy for a while, you determine he isn't your man, but he's nice and actively pursuing you, do you let him go or keep him in the funnel to be unattached and so that you can practice dating skills? Look, Megan, I would say that if you have determined and you're clear that a man isn't for you, then I would let him go and communicate because it's a waste of time, right? You do not want to keep a man around and keep dating him if you're not interested in anything more serious. Dating for the sake of dating, I mean, I see a question because you're asking, well, should I keep practicing my skills? Yes, but you also want to be practicing your dating skills with men who you're interested in. Because, like, you know, you're going to be having this guy. First of all, you're going to lead him on, which is not very nice, right? Because he'll think you're still into it and he'll think he has a chance. So that's, I wouldn't recommend that. And then you would just go and not have a lot of fun, right? Or, you know, or just not be into it that much. So as soon as you know, and sometimes it takes time, as soon as you know, I would communicate that to him and I would let him go in the same way that I answered, I think it was Lau's question. So the idea of a funnel is that you date three men at a time, but you date the men that you're interested in. Like, don't date three men at a time that you're not attracted to, because what's the point, right? Because obviously why there is the purpose of the dating funnel, of course, is to have fun and practice your skills. But you want this to lead to something eventually, sooner rather than later, right? We don't set up a timeline. We're not rigid about this. But eventually it will happen, right? Like when you're seeing a man for 2, 3, 6 months, that then things become a little bit more serious and he will bring up that exclusivity conversation with you. Anne is asking a question. What if you just got out of an abusive relationship? When would be a good time to start dating again? I just broke up with him a month ago, so I'm curious when to know I'm ready. When do you think you're ready, Anne? Do you think you're ready? Do you feel you're ready to date other men? That's not a question for me. That's a question for you. As a coach, I can't tell you what to do, right? And I believe that a lot of the relationship gurus or dating gurus out there who say, wait 3 months, it all depends. You know, you might be mentally, emotionally, psychologically out of that relationship for many, many months, and you're actually ready to date. When I broke up with my, you know, with a more of a feminine guy that I was with for about 5 years, I was long ready to date again, masculine men. So everything is individual. And so you're going to start dating again when you feel ready. So if you feel ready or you feel an inclination or a pull or a curiosity, follow that. But if you're not ready, then you're not ready, right? Your timeline is your own timeline. Listen to your body and listen to your own timeline. You'll know. That's what I would say. great match, having lots of fun, feels very compatible, and we're moving towards a relationship. I'm starting to get nervous because he's a great guy. I didn't really understand. I think blinky badass. Oh, got cut off. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, here's your question. This is the beginning. We seem to be a great match and have been on a couple of dates. Having lots of fun, feels we're compatible, and we're moving towards a relationship. I'm starting to get nervous. He's a great guy. Okay, blinky badass. I don't know your name. This is awesome, but this is why you're getting nervous. This is what women do all the time, especially if you're sleeping with a guy. You start a date, and the guy's amazing. The guy's amazing, and you're like dating. Things are great. It like just by the way you said this, it feels like it's going towards a relationship. You're already building up expectations. You're not only building up expectations in your own system and in your own body, but he feels it too. And maybe this is where things are progressing, and that would be amazing, right? That would be the ideal scenario. But a lot of, okay, not sleeping with him, good. Well, I don't want to say good or bad, but I always say when it comes to sex, women experience sex very differently in dating because you get attached. So that's why blinky badass, if he's the only guy that you're dating at the moment, I'd highly, highly recommend that you put yourself out there and start dating other men, right? Because this will put you out of that attached, I'm having expectations, I'm getting nervous. Because if when you're constantly surrounded by men, my husband just joined this live and says, you're so hot. Oh my God, String, get out of here. This is a female circle. Oh, his purpose is to make me laugh. If you haven't listened to my interview with String on my podcast, you should all do that. Anyways. Yeah, so what I'm saying is that this is a really important moment, Susan. Thanks for letting me know your name. Because a lot of women self-sabotage at that point in the sense that they get their expectations high or something. So a lot of women get attached at that point. They go towards the guy and the guy runs away from them at that point because he might feel like there's pressure, there's an expectation, and that's not what you want. Your man wants to continue dating you how he met you in the beginning, in the first few dates or in the first few months. If as a woman, you manage to maintain that energy, because a lot of women, what they do, it's all amazing the first 3 months. And then he asks you to be his girlfriend or whatever. And then things progress and then there's marriage and everything. And then women are like, all right, I'm set. You know, she starts walking around with like her hair all over the place. You know, she stops doing her practices. She's off the market and she just relaxes completely. And that's not how you want to approach dating or relationship. He wants to date the same Anna Rova with the red lipstick that he, you know, that he saw when he first met her. Obviously, 5 years later, we're very, very different. But that feeling of I am with a woman who makes me feel free is the feeling that you want to maintain. In our program, I always talk about, there's this quote, I didn't come up with it, but they say women always want men to change, and men always want women to stay the same, which is so true. He wants you to stay the same as he met you, but you're changing all the time because this is your nature. You want to evolve. And a lot of the women just stop taking care of themselves and they don't have their practice or they don't have a social life, blah, 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 you know, and it's just sad. So I went on a tangent, but anyway, Susan, I would recommend if you're not seeing other men, just, I'm not saying go out there and like start seeing other men, you know, but put yourself out there, right? And make sure there's open space and see how you can release the expectation of a relationship. The fact that you're nervous is because you're expecting the conversation or whatever. You need to get out of your head and into seeing other men and focus on yourself. That's what I'd say. Okay, so we love you, String. There's a few women in my client program here who know String and they're like chatting with String. All right, another question that I have, and then we'll probably finish up here, is where are women finding 3 good men to date so they can do the funnel and practice dating? Online sites, not sure where to find good guys. All right, I don't know your name. I'd love to know your name, but this is a really, really good question that I'd love to answer. So this is from Hip1001. Okay, I'm gonna tell you all of this now, and I want you to remember that. There are good men everywhere. In fact, there's much more good men out there than the bad guys. When you change your belief system about men and when you focus on what you want, you'll start seeing great men everywhere. The fact that, for example, just by the way you've addressed this question, Helga. Sorry. Thanks, Helga. So, Helga, in the way you asked this question, this tells me that you might or you are. I say might because I'm very careful putting labels on women because I don't know you. But based on my experience of the thousands of women that I've talked to and the hundreds of women we have worked with, is if you're having trouble seeing three good men around, then that's a belief system that we need to work on. Because there are great men everywhere. Like, I live in a world where I walk around and I'm like, men are amazing. And there's great men everywhere. Like, I go to a grocery store, I go to the beach, you know, like my men's friends are great men. You know, the men in my family are amazing. Like, great men are everywhere. But you're just not seeing them right now. And that's okay. Because there's a lot of factors that went into it. And that's why, you know, when women join our program, we go deep and we excavate and we look at all of the layers that have contributed to your belief system about men, right? A lot of these belief systems are not even ours. They've been passed down to us from our mothers, from even our fathers, from our grandmothers, from society at large. And today we live in a very sad world where masculinity is toxic. Masculinity equals to toxicity. And it's very, very sad, I think, because men are amazing and masculinity is great. You know, we need to celebrate masculinity instead of saying that it's toxic. Yes, there are toxic men out there. They're in the minority in the same way that there are toxic women out there and they're in the minority. But the majority of men are good men. And so if you're having trouble seeing three good men around, which I understand, if that has been your experience for many, many years, we have discovery calls every day with many women. And they've been burnt in the past, betrayed by men in the past. And so you don't have trust in men. You do not feel safe in men. You've been betrayed in the past. You might carry belief systems about men into your dating life. And so that is what needs to be worked on. Because if I can tell you right now, of course, online sites, you have all these dating apps, you have all these dating sites, and you have life. Like, go out there into, you know, events and you put on red lipstick, you go by yourself to a bar, okay, maybe not too late, watch what happens. Men will be attracting you. But if you are going to be attracting men who are not good men, that tells me that there's something within you that needs to be worked on. And if, Helga, that is your question and the way you phrased it, I believe that even if you go out there and you expose yourself to everything and everyone, you're going to be attracting men who are perhaps not great men. Because that's what's in your belief system. So that's how I would answer this question. Where women find three good men, walk outside. Like, walk out of your house and stay there for about 15 minutes. I'll show you three good men, right? But you need to see them. A lot of the times, and that's why women invest in themselves when they join our program and work with us, because what's actually needed is for you to get out of your comfort zone, out of your current reality. A lot of women live in a current reality. Like, we talk to a lot of women from big cities like New York and Chicago and, you know, LA, for example. I don't know if you can consider LA a big city, but your current reality can be so... Your current reality always contributes to what you're attracting and what you're seeing. A lot of women who we talk to, they have girlfriends who are also single. And I'm sure, Helga, perhaps you have girlfriends who you talk about that and they're also not seeing great men. And then you perhaps see examples in your family and your friendship of maybe broken relationships or things are not working. You open up Instagram, you open up Facebook, you go on Netflix. What do you see? Masculinity is toxic. Men are assholes, you know, and all they want is to get into your pants. And that's what you live. If you live like that, then that's what you're going to be seeing and attracting. So sometimes what's needed, or most of the times what's needed, if you want to break through that pattern, is a completely different reality. And one way to do that is to get out of your pattern, get out of your bubble, is to actually invest in yourself and enroll into a program, for example, like ours, or work with someone who can help you see a different perspective, who can tell you, Helga, there's great men out there. Trust me. And there's hundreds of women who are seeing that now. So it's your choice. And I would encourage you to pursue that. Your reality is what you believe in, what you create. There's a lot of women who believe that men are bad and men are toxic. That's the reality they're living in. That's not my reality. That's not my choice. I don't want to live in a world like that. I want to live in a world where men are amazing. But it all starts with me. And that is my current reality because I understand a lot of different things that men go through. The masculine journey. What are their needs? What do they want? How do they communicate? How do I create this polarity? And a lot of the times when we work with women, it all starts with creating empathy towards the masculine journey. Women are so unaware what men go through. Women are so much in their bubble, in their space, especially today. It's all about women. Women, 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 women. And then there's a boy crisis, right? I interviewed the author of the boy crisis book. Men are struggling and boys are struggling very much. And so we never want to, I believe, you know, uplift one layer of society, which is women, at the sake of the other layer of society. Mothers of boys know this very, very well, and they're very, very concerned. So if we want to live in a world where everybody's uplifted, then let's do that. Let's not, you know, focus on making women a priority and focusing on all of these programs and empowerment, everything to the detriment of the men, because men are struggling. If you look at the statistics, suicide rates and violence and crime, all of these things are men's problem, you know. And so anyways, I won't get into that because I talked about it on my podcast a lot. Anyways, all right, we're going to finish off here. Thank you so much, everyone. Really enjoyed answering your questions. Much love to you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So, I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do, and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman, and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice, in your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.